L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Right. Bill, Napoleon, what do you think? He's going to get a 500K? You trust me on this? Come on, man. Bring it. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. Level 3 has begun. Rick Saratella is going to join us. We're going to get into the NFL draft, get into some NFL draft props. We're just talking about this Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier situation right now. As of course, there was... I don't take sides on my personal feelings against people. I'm like, I'm an unbiased judge. I'm an unbiased judge for real. And that's why I'm credible, right? So, as I stated, listen, I don't know the details, but if there's one thing you can say about Conor McGregor, he is pretty generous. You can't really question his generosity. He has thrown a lot of money around at people. He has money. And I do believe that if there was a plan and stuff, like, I don't know. And I, you know, maybe I'm an idiot and maybe I'm naive. We could be jackasses here for buying Connor's side of the story. But, you know, he seemed to be pretty angry about that accusation that he basically said, you guys never got a plan. I'm not just giving you 500K. And, you know, it was kind of unorthodox, you know, to begin with. So I don't know. Is the fight off now just because he says it's off? Probably not. Tomorrow he'll probably say, no, it's back on now. I'm going to kick his ass. And I don't know. This is just something to sell the fight. Who knows, bro?
The thing that annoys me is I don't like how Dustin Poirier is acting like he doesn't need Conor McGregor. He passed up for the title shot so he could fight Conor McGregor. And all I've heard from Dustin Poirier for years and years is all that matters is the belt. I want to be a champion one day. He's never been an undisputed champion. So how, now that he has the moment to be an undisputed champion, it's probably the best moment he's ever going to have. He chose the Conor McGregor fight. So we all know it's red panty night, and we all know that he's going for the money. So I'm surprised that, you know, he's trying to bite the hand that feeds him. It's surprising to me. You should keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you know what? I imagine he never thought that Conor would cancel the fight. You know what I mean? That Conor would get into that. You know what? Because you can tell the Conor's rage was kind of real. That it built up from you inbred hillbilly to a bunch of F-bombs to, you know what? The fight's off. Right? The fight's off. But this is the problem. You want to dance with Conor, you're going to go by his rules. And now you look even worse because he's going to dangle you along on a string here.
Non-stop live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
What? Are you not going to listen?
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. I almost hate myself for laughing with Conor McGregor here. Is it wrong that I laughed out loud when I say you ripped inbred hillbilly? Why do you wink with your ears? You're brain dead. You're a brain dead hillbilly. 500K with no plan in place. Hang tight, fool. You must be new to money. The fight is off, by the way. I'm going to fight someone else on the 10th. Good luck on your old contract, kid. So the problem is now if you're Poirier and now you fight whatever, like you're getting strung along and I'd listen, you as you stated with this, the whole thing is I don't hold it against Poirier either because the fact is no one cares about those belts. Even the fighters don't care now. They've realized, right? It's like the big scam now is to get popular enough to then box. that's the new angle. To get big enough and maybe I'll get signed by the WWE or I could box someone once after. The whole thing is I don't even care about this fight anyways. Like, if we'll know whether this is garbage or not, whether Conor actually calls this, like, you know, if it's real. If he fights someone else on the 10th, then so be it. And then, you know, we know that this isn't just a scam for attention. Otherwise, like, then whatever. But to me, it's a stupid angle, like, if you're trying to hype the fight. And, you know, either give the money to the charity or you don't. You do this privately. You can't be taking 500K from somebody and then be fighting them. It's bad optics. It's just wrong. Like, even though there's a charity and stuff, it's just wrong, Matthias. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, like, you can't say, oh, I'm going to F you up and suck it, but give me 500K. You know, give me 500K more money than I've ever made in my career from my foundation that, you know what I mean? What are we exactly doing here anyways? What does this foundation do anyways? Right? Like, where's the money going? It's a lot of money, 500K. Has anyone ever given 500K to that foundation before? Like, so I'm just stating, I don't know. It's just a weird angle. It's an uncomfortable conversation. And it's like the John Jones April Fool stuff. Like, to me, this stuff just turns me off the sport. Doesn't make me interested. I'm like, man, you're all idiots, like, when I see this stuff.
Gabe, when I look at Conor McGregor, I look at him as a very successful UFC fighter. But I see him as a more successful businessman than a UFC fighter, just based off what he's done already with his Proper 12 and how fast that's grown, how much money that came to him. So he's not new to the business game. And I think he understands that there's a code when it comes to business and being business partners and, you know, outside of the fight game. And I think Dustin crossed that line and it really rubbed him the wrong way. And at the end of the day, Conor McGregor does not need Dustin Poirier. Conor McGregor could go fight a trilogy with Nate Diaz. He can go fight another fight with Max Holloway. There's so many options out there for super fights for Conor McGregor where he's going to make a lot of money. Dustin Poirier or no Dustin Poirier. So for me,
yeah, but this,
he's a little pissed off right now.
This is like the John Jones stuff, though, as well. You can't be agreeing to fights and then just telling Dana, after all, I changed my mind, we're going to fight this guy now, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing with the inmates running the asylum that we talk about. That's the problem.
The UFC took down Leon Edwards against Nate Diaz this morning off of their fight page as well. So rumor has it that Nate Diaz might be pulling some Nate Diaz type of things and pulling out of fights. And you know how it is, man. Nate Diaz wants that Conor McGregor fight no matter what. He wants another payday. He wants to buy another belt.
It won't be Leon Edwards. That poor bastard. Like, no one wants to fight him. Exactly. Connor's like, I'm not going to get knocked out by some Brit. That's even worse, right? He's like, no, I'm not doing that. So exactly, but he'll do the Diaz fight because he'll think he'll win, and that's where the money is. That's all Connor cares about too. Where can I make the most money, and where will I maybe not lose? I think Connor doesn't care if he loses if he makes a ton of money. But I think he's tired of losing, right? So he's got to, you know, even Conor, like, it's not wrestling. Like, you can't lose all the time, like Sasha Banks at WrestleMania. Like, you need to win. You need, I don't know why they play that girl like that all the time. I didn't realize that. As a betting man, guys, that's the trend. Sasha Banks has never won a match at WrestleMania. All right. It's one of those things. I wish I would have known that before the event. I was watching the event on Saturday night. They're like, well, Sasha Banks, will she win her first ever WrestleMania event? She's never won before. And I'm thinking, damn, like, I should have got in on that. Should have got in on that. All right. So we briefly talked about this earlier in the day. There's not a lot to get to right now. we don't have a ton of information. From what I understand, from people that cover the CFL, they're saying that April 19th, which is what? Basically next Monday. That April 19th is when there's going to be somewhat of an announcement and some framework between the collaboration of, speaking of wrestling, The Rock, The Rock's XFL, Dwayne Johnson, the XFL, and the Canadian Football League, the CFL. So there's been rumors, and not just rumors, it's fact. They have talked, the commissioners, The Rock confirmed it, and the commissioner of the CFL confirmed it. But they've been very tight-lipped on what the plan is, what the deal is, how they're going to approach this, what the collaboration is. Longtime CFL fans got a little bit freaked out when they saw, the XFL, and even myself, what does this mean? But if you're the Canadian Football League, it's a great league. It's like it's older than the NFL is. The CFL is a great product. It's great football. It's entertaining football. But from a business standpoint, they're in a lot of trouble. The pandemic really hurt them. And The Rock is like, he's the real deal. Like, the more you think about it, it's The Rock didn't buy this to fail. And the XFL guys, I know it's a two-time failed league, so to speak, but it really isn't. How can, the people on the XFL fail twice? How are you going to say the XFL failed last year? There was a damn pandemic. Their league got shut down with four games left. The ratings were good. The enthusiasm was high. I went to a game. I was ready to go the next week, and they shut the league down. The product was good. And, the games were doing well on TV. So, it wasn't a failed league. And the same crap in the first time the XFL was around. It wasn't a failed league. All right? I hate that part, of the history of the XFL. That, it tanked. It did not tank. It did not tank. The ratings were very sustainable, actually. The problem was, it was on NBC. And people don't want to bring up the fact, so it was on. They had to deal with NBC, and the NFL didn't like the XFL and Vince McMahon, right? Because he was like, "Screw the NFL, I'm going to do my own league." So the NBC was basically told by the NFL, "It's a non-starter. We're not even going to negotiate for rights, for Sunday Night Football or football rights for anything with you." Why do you think the NBC has Notre Dame football? Because they didn't have anything. They didn't have the NFL was out. They didn't have the NFL rights. So they were like, we got to get football. So they signed Notre Dame football on Saturdays, right? And they had the XFL. But the NFL told them, the NFL sort of pulled a Vince. Vince used to bully regional wrestling companies. And they pulled that. They said, listen, we're not even going to talk to you about NFL rights if you're doing business with Vince and this XFL. So NBC Sports said, sorry, Vince, we're out. It was a fun ride, but we're going to get the NFL. And boom. So, and then Vince said, it wasn't even like now. There wasn't a million networks in those days, right? So now it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. He's on a different network every 6 months. He's been on more networks than I've been on. So, he was kind of boxed in. He was like, I don't have a major TV deal that I had a partnership with before, right? So he goes, I'm out. Dude, Vince McMahon lost $2 million on the XFL. Vince McMahon probably spent $2 million on bottled water this weekend at WrestleMania for himself and his crew. The Late Night Anger Management Club.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Rick Serratella steps up in it. Bring it.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anchor Match, the crack continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The countdown to the National Football League draft continues as well. 16 days and counting. And that's freaking crazy because it feels like it was just about 2 weeks ago that me and Rick Saratella were getting biblical the day after the Super Bowl. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, working with SI.com. Countdown to the draft is on. Always a pleasure, my man. How you doing, Rick?
Hey, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, so we're just all pumped up, ready to go.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's hard to believe that it is just a little more than 2 weeks away right now, so it's time to start locking some of these wagers in. And I got to tell you, Rick, you know, looking at all the mock drafts out there and reading all the different opinions out there, not just so much from draft experts, but from guys that cover the National Football League, there are more different opinions as to what's going to happen in a National Football League draft than there is to what we should do with COVID-19 moving forward. Nothing is really set in stone. Trevor Lawrence is like in the witness protection program right now, sitting at home in bubble wrap. You know, nobody's seen him, I think, since the championship game, so to speak. People are pretty locked in and convinced that Zach Wilson is number two. And that's where things get crazy, bro. But I got to tell you, man, the sports books and FanDuel, they're starting to get locked in right now, Rick, that Mac Jones will be the third pick. Or, you know, under in the National Football League draft, Mac Jones right now, under 3.5, all the way up to minus 270. They're saying it's a lock that he goes third. It's craziness out there.
Very interesting. And just a week ago, it was Justin Fields who was 3.5. So, you know, the pendulum has swayed. What's interesting is that, yes, 49ers brass was indeed at Mac Jones Pro Day, not Justin Fields, held on the same day. Very telling. Not so fast, my friend. Justin Fields will have a second pro day workout with the 49ers and Patriots in attendance. So, you know, I'm hearing that the 49ers are still keeping an open mind here, but I do think that Mac Jones is the front runner, and now suddenly Trey Lance could be on the outside looking in.
And Trey Lance, suddenly his over-under is 7.5. Right now. So under 7.5 is minus 215. Over 7.5 is plus 172. There's actually some value on the board right now. And there are some actually out there, and I think they were just trying to stir the pot more so than anything in sort of clickbait to saying that the Jets weren't locked in on Zach Wilson. That Justin Fields is still in on that conversation as well. I don't really believe that. I think they are locked in on Zach Wilson. And as far as San Francisco is concerned, I got to believe that they're locked in on their guy as well. We just don't know who it is. Although, Rick, I got to believe, and I told you this at the time, you know, them not going to that pro day is a big smokescreen to me. It really didn't mean anything. You know, Shanahan and Lynch and these guys, they don't need to see a pro day. They know what they know, and they know
what they
like.
But they are going to this other one.
Yeah, I know, but they got to keep appearances up, right? Yeah. They got to keep appearances up.
And so, anything to hit the scouting trails. I think what's interesting, though, in the top picks there, is I'm hearing more like Atlanta feels comfortable moving forward with Matt Ryan, and that there could be more than just a two-year window that's left on his remaining deal, and that they would then take Kyle Pitts, which leads me to believe Cincinnati would be doing somersaults, backflips, cartwheels, whatever you want to do up to the podium, whether they get Penei Sewell and or Ja'Marr Chase. And then the Trey Lance 7.5 is telling because that coincides with a lot of things that I'm hearing, that Detroit is not sold on Goff. They're willing to go into the season with Goff, but should they like a quarterback that's still on the board, they could be in play for for Trey Lance.
And I do buy into that. Jared Goff being put in a tough situation as far as the skill position players around him, but he's not the long-term big-picture solution for the Detroit Lions. Now, a player that intrigues me here. Now, when betting these props, guys, you know, you've got, especially when you're taking a player that's like Ja'Marr Chase, classic. This is who I want to talk about. Ja'Marr Chase over under 6.5. So the thing with Chase is there are multiple teams that can take this guy. That's what I like about this bet. And when I say multiple teams, two teams, right? Either the Cincinnati Bengals at 5 or the Miami Dolphins at 6. And that's a legitimate, distinct possibility. So I like this bet, Rick, because I got a chance. So look, out of the first six, the first six teams, two of them are in the market here for a skill position player / wide receiver. One of them happens to be, with a quarterback that Ja'Marr used to play with. And if he somehow gets past Cincinnati, does Miami pass him up? I don't think so. I got to like this bet. This one's more solid than the other ones. It seems like we're rolling the dice with the quarterback props right now. Ja'Marr Chase, to me, is not making it to 7.
I'm with you. I think this is the best bet that I've heard so far we've discussed, because I have a hard time envisioning a scenario where Ja'Marr Chase slides out of 6. And to your point, yes, you get multiple teams that are going to have to heavily consider him. So to me, this is the best play all day. I'm curious to see what Penei Sewell's odds are at now.
Yeah, well, Penei Sewell is only locked into being the first offensive lineman taken. There's absolutely no value at all here. Minus 950.
Well, there is some talk that there's a few teams that do prefer Rashawn Slater over Penei Sewell. So should Cincinnati go with Chase, and suddenly maybe the Dolphins prefer Rashawn Slater over Penei Sewell? That's a possibility.
He's plus 320, Rashawn Slater. He's plus 320. And you know what's interesting, actually, and I talked about this with Joe Lisi a little bit last week, and it reminded me of last year. So FanDuel has, first player drafted by position posted. And, there's a couple of them I wanted to throw at you, actually.
Well, before you do, here's where it gets interesting with Slater, though, because remember, Tua is left-handed. Slater is slated to play right tackle. So if the Bengals do go Chase, suddenly Slater over Sewell could be a possibility.
And man, some nice odds there at plus 320 as well.
Yeah, right? I like that. You're looking for value, right? Angle here. Looking for value.
I like this. This is why Rick Sertella is the NFL draft Bible. He sees everything. Right-handed, left-handed, he sees all sides. He's protecting all sides of the quarterback. And you are right about this, too. The Miami Dolphins, they are an unpredictable team at the draft table. And they're a smart team. They're a good team. You see, they draft well. Basically, they're on fire the last, two seasons here with everything that they've done off the field. But they have so many picks as well. And we've seen, it wouldn't be crazy that the Dolphins said, a good way of helping Tua is getting a badass offensive lineman.
Well, you got to protect your assets, right? And so every team in the league needs an upgrade on the offensive line. And quite honestly, I don't think there's a team in the NFL that would say we need, we're good at offensive tackle. Like, every team could use at least one offensive tackle. That's how poor the quality of offensive line is. And when you can't keep a quarterback upright, you fall into a situation, pun intended, like Joe Burrow, where you get crushed. And if you're the Dolphins, you got a guy in two. He's had the ankle, he had the wrist, he had the knee, the leg, this, that, the other. I mean, this guy is like a China doll. You better protect this man.
Rick Sertella, NFL Draft Bible, kicking it with us on Sports Rage Late Night. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM, Channel 204. So as far as the first position players taken at each position, most of the odds are pretty big. So, there's not a lot of drama. Or you have to take a risk, or you're throwing a flyer. But I like where you're going with this, because it's not insanity. I see the same thing, and I know a lot of teams do like Slater a lot. And hell, I've seen Sewell fall as far as to the Cowboys and stuff in some mock drafts. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we don't know it's going to happen. So Rashawn Slater at plus 320. So the running backs. Last year, DeAndre Swift was the favorite to be the first running back taken, and he wasn't. It ended up being the Fresh Prince of Hilaire. And this year we see it's Najee Harris at minus 170 right now. Do you see value on Travis Etienne? to be the first running back taken at plus 150 right now?
Well, I do believe it. Yeah, I do believe it'll be Najee Harris, is my personal belief, but I think it's open. It's for debate because Najee Harris would be more of a Steelers between the tackles, bruising running back. If you want more of a scat back who can catch the ball very well out of the backfield, by the way, Travis Etienne from Clemson very well could be the first running back off the board. And I would say there's a small people in the draft community that like the North Carolina Javonte Williams, but I just don't see it. I think the Notre Dame game ruined his draft stock for me and a lot of other scouts. But to me, it's probably Harris or Etienne, and I don't know what the odds are on Etienne, but he might be worth a flyer.
Yeah, so Najee Harris is minus 170, Travis Etienne's plus 150, Javonte Williams is 5-1 to be the first back taken. Listen, as you stated, they're two different backs, but I know a lot of NFL teams do like Etienne, and he could be one of those just sort of late first round steals in the same way that Hilaire was last year. It's amazing though. You know, it's amazing to me just how many great backs Alabama have produced over the last couple of years. And a lot of people think Harris is sort of, you know, one of the better ones as well, you know, just suited for the NFL, Rick.
Yeah, I like what this man does. He's got some wiggle to him now, even though he's a bigger back. He can make you miss in the open field. He's got above average hands. He does everything pretty well overall. And just the fact that he's a bell cow, you know, you see what Derrick Henry has meant to the Titans. I would argue that Derrick Henry's probably the best running back in the league. Pretty good one, too. And so the pipeline continues, and guys like Mark Ingram still hanging out in the league. So Alabama.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Emma has become a diesel force in the running back. They are now, I believe, RBU.
Yeah, they are the new tailback, as USC used to be known. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue to break it down. We'll take a look at the defensive side of the football. On the other side, more great play tactics, maybe, right here.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school?
Yeah. We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If sports talk stations were cars, we'd be the one that you drove the wheels off of in high school, cruising for chicks and going to the game on Friday nights, then forgetting where you parked it till Saturday morning and you had to get your buddy to drive you around looking for it.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Grid Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it on the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We're breaking it down, biblical style, NFL Draft Bibles. Rick Saratella with us as the NFL Draft is now just a little bit more than 2 weeks away. So there's been so much talk about the quarterbacks and such a deep wide receiver class this year as well. But somebody's going to have to tackle these guys. Somebody's going to have to try to sack these quarterbacks, and I am interested in the defensive lineman situation right now. There seems to be a lot of talent here, but a lot of raw talent. So the odds right now, Quiddy Pay out of Michigan is the favorite to be the first defensive lineman drafted, and you know that's far from being a lock, right? I mean, he's a good football player, but it's far from being a lock. Jalen Phillips, Miami Hurricanes, is the second choice at plus 175. His teammate, Gregory Rousseau, is 11-1. And I got to tell you, I'm intrigued by this Owe kid, as I see his 40 time. This guy really ran a 4.37. So he talking about a defensive lineman that's running a 4.37. And I was looking at his tape like, dear God, man, The kid is just a disruptor. He's not, you know, he didn't rack up the sacks, but there's a lot of kids that didn't get sacks in college, and then he'll get him in the NFL. But, man, like getting to the outside, you know, just closing the gap.
Yeah.
God, that kid is fast.
Yeah, and it's hard because here's a kid that weighs 260, runs a 4.340, but then didn't have a sack. Like, yeah, like, you know, it's just a hard trigger to pull when you're looking for somebody to rush on the edge. But I think somebody's going to fall in love with the workout warrior. And it's what's your flavor of the week. Like, Quiddy Pay is probably the most polished guy. So I like those odds. But to Jalen Phillips surprises me a lot. Because he's had like three or four concussions. He's had a wrist surgery. I think he had an ankle injury. Durability is a major concern. I really don't think Jalen Phillips is going to be the guy. And then Azeez Ojulari from Georgia, like, let's not forget about him. I think he's an intriguing guy that could potentially be the first pass rusher off the board.
You know, so right now, as we mentioned, Quiddy Pay is minus 145. Jalen Phillips plus 175. Russo, what's your thoughts on Russo out of Miami?
I think it's a good value play at plus 1,100, I think you mentioned. Here's the thing. It's just like Trey Lance. It's an experience thing. He's only played like 15 games. His one season was hella productive, but before that year, he had injury issues as well. So again, it's like, hey, he hasn't, you know, by the time he suits up in September, it's like 20 months since he suited up for a game. And so I do think that he has the potential, like the Giants at like number 11 would have to think about it. And so I think Rousseau provides good value there.
I was reading that some general managers hold it against the kids that opted out last year, but I would counter it by saying, well, I hold a lot of the crap-ass decisions and moves that you the general managers have made as well. It's amazing how judgmental these GMs are and about how, oh, my way and this and that, when most of them are just stooges that are dumbasses anyways.
I think someone here in the media must be getting played because there's someone not picking in the top 10 that's hoping like Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase could slide to them maybe. But at the end of the day, like these guys are talking about, hey, can you help me win a football game? Because if so, I don't care if you sat out, what you did this last summer. You know, like a guy from Stanford, a cornerback, Paulson Adebo. Okay, what's the reason why he opted out? Like, was he just concerned about the COVID? Did he just think his draft stock was that good? Like Rashawn Slater was just like, yo, I'm that good. Go watch the film against Chase Young. Check me out. Like, I'll see you in April. But a guy like Paulson Adebo, like, you know, maybe you wonder, like, hey, why did this guy really sit out? The running back from Memphis, Kenneth Gainwell, who you don't hear too much about, and he's probably a potential, you know, top 100 pick. He lost three family members to COVID. So how do you fault a kid like that?
No, you're exactly right. And I think, you know, I think it's ridiculous that, can you imagine? And, you know, guys, this is a real thing. There are general managers out there that stated that they just wouldn't draft out of principle a kid that decided not to play last year because he clearly, you know, doesn't love the game enough. I would counter and say, you know what, if I was a GM and I met Ja'Marr Chase, I would say, you know what, kid, you're actually pretty smart. And he said, why? You didn't risk injury. You didn't risk COVID. Not to mention, you were on a program that your quarterback was gone. It was a train wreck at LSU last year. And you're still going to get drafted in the top five or six. I'd say the kid's actually got a head on his shoulders and he's smart.
Well, you wonder, too, at what point, like, the NCAA is clearly out for themselves. And at what point do the players view it as a business and say, you know what? I'm going to make a business decision. What's best for me and my family? And it's like, you know, the school never puts the players first. At some point you wonder, hey, now the players are putting themselves first. And so you're seeing it, like somebody questioned Justin Fields. I think it was Dan Orlovsky questioning Justin Fields' leadership or character. And it's just like, dude, what are you talking about? Like this guy, like the Big Ten probably doesn't even play football without Justin Fields.
It's amazing. And it's rare to see ESPN on ESPN Crime. But Kirk Herbstreit was livid. And you figure that, you know, maybe Herbie would have been private about it and called Orlovsky and said, dude, you're dead wrong about this. You got to take that back. He went on Twitter immediately and said, this is irresponsible, disgusting, and wrong. And as you stated, you can say a lot of things about Justin Fields and, oh, he didn't play well in this game. He didn't play well in that game. But to question the guy's character, as you stated, he's the one that freaking petitioned the Big Ten to play football. The kid got murdered against Clemson. You know, took more needles than Courtney Love has taken in her life to get back on the field, stayed out there against Bama without a bunch of his teammates as well that weren't there. And it's funny, too, it's brought up about Justin Fields, yet no one really ever talks about Mac Jones getting arrested for drunk driving a couple of times, right? No character issues there, right, though? Like that was something that was thrown. Like a lot of African American media types and quarterbacks were like, "Oh, you're questioning this guy, but Mac Jones is a real leader, right? Even though he's, you know, he's been busted."
Yeah, no, it's interesting too, because, you know, if you're going to assassinate somebody's character, like, you better do your homework and realize the power of your platform. Like, you're on ESPN, dude. Like, don't just be talking out the side of your neck. Do the homework. Now, Herb Street fired back because here's somebody, there's the difference between somebody tapped in to the building and somebody who's just winging it and flinging it. And Orlovsky's a young person in this business. Hopefully he learned a valuable lesson.
And I like that. I like that. I think Dan's good. I think he's entertaining. The thing is, listen, he threw it out there casually. And as you stated, you don't realize, you know, your words, especially, you know, I think he was on a Pat McAfee show, actually, when he said it. So a lot of people are watching, and you sort of casually, well, you know, I've spoken to people who question this and that. Well, what, you spoke to one guy that, you know what I mean? You know, what did you really, like, do? And as he said, well, I did more digging after. I got to tell you, Orlovsky's backpedaling was pretty weak, I thought. Well, now that I've done more digging, no, just say, you know what, you spoke out of your ass like a lot of people on TV do.
Right.
You said something stupid. You got to live with it. It sort of reminds me of last year when Stephen A. Smith said, or 2 years, whatever it was.
Right.
It's hard to keep up with Wayne Haskins.
Yeah.
He said, this guy is just, he can't throw. He's only a mobile quarterback. It's like, Wayne Haskins is like the most immobile quarterback in the history of Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and so, you know, you just have to wonder, like, you know, what is he going off of? Is he just creating headlines? But I think accountability sometimes, you know, like, ESPN doesn't hold him accountable for those comments, yet our friend Aaron Wilson gets fired from the Houston Chronicle for his Deshaun Watson comments, which, you know, he's on a radio show, somebody asks him his opinion about Deshaun Watson, and he gets canned. Here's a guy on ESPN just making stuff up, and there's no accountability. And yes, to your point, like, just be honest, fall on the sword with grace, because once you start BSing us, it's see-through, fool. You know, like, it's a phony, fugazi.
Well, that's the thing. Just say, you know what, I was wrong. You know what I mean? And it was a bad take. Except he sort of, oh, now I've done more, you know, research. So, no, you didn't do any research to begin with. You just threw it out there, and you're trying to sabotage the kid. So I remember after the Senior Bowl, and I watched the Senior Bowl because I'm a degenerate gambler, and, you know, I love football. So I watched the Senior Bowl, and one of the players that stood out in the Senior Bowl, he made plays, and, you know, he had a good week of practice as well, was Kellen Mond. And I remember, so Kellen Mond won the most valuable player of the Senior Bowl. We should state that it wasn't by default, but nobody really killed it in the game. And he was efficient and effective, and he made plays. And he got better as the game went on as well, which was impressive with Kellen Mond. Yet, so he wins the most valuable player. Guys, the last two guys to win the most valuable player of the Senior Bowl, the last two quarterbacks to win, Justin Herbert and Daniel Jones. Both went six overall. I noted that the Monday after the Senior Bowl, everybody laughed. Aha, Kellen Mond sucks. Kellen Mond, he's not even going to get drafted. Maybe he's a fourth and fifth rounder. Right now, it seems to me that Kellen Mond is almost this year's Jalen Hurts, in which it used to be people talking about a third rounder. And then, you know, now people are talking day two. Now I'm seeing potentially top 50, Rick, for Kellen Mond.
I'll take it a step further. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes in the first round. How about that one for you?
Ooh, you're getting bold now.
Here's a hot take for you, because there's a lot of love for Kellen Mond, and you remember, like, when the Ravens traded back into the first round for Lamar Jackson. I think I could see a similar scenario if you're a team like, say, the Patriots, or a veteran team that lost out on one of these top tier guys. Suddenly everybody's scrambling because there's five quarterbacks off the board. Well, let me trade back in the back end of the first round, secure my next guy, which is, I believe, Kellen Mond. Big victory over Florida, really improved his pocket awareness and presence and decision making, which were all question marks coming into the year, but he probably improved more than any other quarterback outside of Zach Wilson this past year. And Kellen Mond is right there, I think, in the mix.
And if you look at Kellen Mond, guys, he's got a lot of experience. He's got a lot of starts under his belt and against elite competition as well, right? Isn't that one of the big keys here? He's against elite competition. And quite frankly, he's played pretty well in some of these games. Like he's played against all these guys that are in the NFL right now or are also high draft picks.
Yeah, and we talk about that Florida game, which features Kyle Trask. A lot of people talk about, hey, could he be that day two guy? But, you know, you talk about the big wins over LSU this year and the leadership intangibles. Then they crush UNC in the Orange Bowl. Like, Kellen Mond had some big time victories. And, you know, I think there's some also criticism around scouts and league circles and Jimbo Fisher's inability to maximize Kellen Mond's talents. And I think there's kind of a thinking that, hey, Kellen Mond is going to be a better pro quarterback than he was a collegiate quarterback. And before people left at the first round notion, I said the same thing about Christian Ponder when he won the Senior Bowl MVP. And he went in the first round.
Yeah, that's the thing. All it takes is what? I think he's going to go. I think he goes in the second round, Mond, because I think that, as you stated, there's going to be sort of that rush. And then guys are going to say, you know what, we can't wait. Like, I got burnt last year with the prop like this with Jalen Hurts. I was like, you know, someone will take a chance on Jalen Hurts. He's a good player, but he's not going this high. And I think I bet like the under 69.5 or over 69.5. I was like, he'll be a third round pick. And then there was that sort of rush on him. And I think that could be the deal with Mond. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I think that'll be the deal with Mond, where all those quarterbacks will go in the first round, and then somebody on day two is going to say, yeah, we can't wait. Like, he's not going to be there in the fourth round. We've got to take him now.
Well, and there's always that team that says, hey, we got to find our Dak Prescott, right? That day two guy that's kind of under the radar. But I've never seen, I think, in the history of covering the draft, two decades, that is, so many quarterbacks get pushed up the board. To me, there's a big drop-off between Trevor Lawrence and the next best quarterback. And I think all these guys got pushed up the board because of need. There's already 12 new starting quarterbacks slated to start week one, and we didn't even get through the draft yet. And so the QB carousel is really historic. We've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, you know, when a lot of people predicted that there would be probably half the league would have new starting quarterbacks, 16 of the 32, and it looks like we're actually on pace for that. And, yeah, we're still weeks away from the draft. And in training camp and preseason and everything. So God knows what happens by the time that kickoff gets here.
All right, suddenly so, Alex Smith is the guy that nobody wants to touch.
Yeah, well, I kind of understand why. but and I like him, good guy, but I kind of understand why. Rick Saratella, NFL Trap Bible. Check him out. Follow him on Twitter. And check him out over at SI.com. Great stuff as always, Rick.
To be honest,
we should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember,
there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends,
and yeah, we'll say it,
fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Three-minute warning. Wow, put this 180 minutes in the Sports Talk Radio tonight. No exception once again. I got to tell you, man, tonight's super rapid-fire. All right, great stuff. We want to thank our guest, Rick Saratella, for joining us on the program, NFL Draft Bible. You can follow him on Twitter. You can find it, you know, you'll follow him, Rick Saratella. You'll find the NFL Draft Bible crew. You'll find him over at Sports Illustrated as well. Paul Bowie over at covers.com with us, and George Kurtz right here on the grid. So a couple of loose ends to tie up here. I'm not really sure what's going to happen for the rest of the week right now. Like, as far as the baseball game is concerned, of course, everything that was canceled in Minnesota today, I don't think tomorrow things are going to be better, to be honest, suddenly. I imagine it's for the best. Look, that if you just shut the baseball series down, kind of sucks. You got to replay it later. It is what it is. But I don't see how they're going to be able to play baseball like tomorrow in the area. I think these protests are going to go. I see right now it's scheduled for 2:10. Is this confirmed that they're going to play? Or is it just sort of like scheduled to play and they'll take it from there? But you've got curfews and protests and everything else in between. So something to keep our eye on. The Mets game was shut down due to weather tonight as well. So looking at the overnight board, it's extremely tough when it comes to the NBA. We did do well with baseball once again this evening. Looking at the baseball card tomorrow, we're always trying to isolate that good spot. And I tell you what, there's a spot tomorrow, Bieber versus Giolito. Wow. All right, this is going to be a strikeout fest. Giolito and Bieber tomorrow. Tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern. Game time decisions. We're going to break the card down. Thanks to our crew, Matias in Los Angeles, Yang in New York City. Thanks to the Rageaholics for tuning in. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.